This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the Buyer's Barricades Hotline is our next guest. He is the author of that Astros championship book and several other championship books as well. Tom Zenner joining us on the Triple Threat. Tom, you're on with Sean and Rich. How are you?
Guys, great. Thanks so much. And I think I may have that one. If this is Name That Tune, can I go with the University of Pacific?
Bam. You nailed it.
Fighting I haven't heard that song in a long time. And I have to be honest, when I was there, we didn't hear it that often either, unfortunately.
So, hey, now, hey, Tom, before we get into the book, is it true that not only did you play football at the University of Pacific, but that there were some luminaries on your coaching staff there?
Yeah, you know, so I played college football in California. I grew up in Minnesota in the Midwest and wanted to get out of the cold weather. So I went to play football at the University of Pacific, Division I program at the time. Check this out. So on my staff at first, or my senior year, my position coach was Hugh Jackson, now the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Our other position coach that we had, because I switched positions mid-season, was Mr. John Gruden. And then we had Charles Davis, who's the number three guy at Fox calling NFL games and big time over at the NFL Network. So we had a lot of fun. I mean, those guys were just starting their career. They were basically the same as they are right now. I've kept in touch with all of them, but it was really cool to be around them. You knew that Gruden was going to be special. And the same thing with Hugh. And let's not forget, Hugh was successful at the Raiders. He was 8-8. There's nothing wrong with that in 1 year. And I think he's going to have a good year this year when they actually give him some players.
Tom Zenner joining us.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yes. Hey, Tom, I will get to the Astros book in just a moment, but something Sean just mentioned a second ago really got my attention. And when I read a little bit more about you, produced and written over 40 championship books. You talk about a sports media specialization. I got to ask you how this whole thing got going for you. How did this become your area of expertise, among others?
You know, it's just like one of those things, you kind of stumble into a niche. I was always in sports, media, television. So that was the whole plan for me. I was a TV anchor for 15 years, and I was really lucky. I was in Chicago for Michael's last three titles. I was at NBC right there with the Bulls every game. Then I went to Boston before they started winning championships. I was there for Brady's rookie year. So before they really got going crazy, I was at Fox. And then I got a little restless with local news just because I saw it changing. So in 2005, when the industry changed a little bit, I launched a magazine. It was a high-end sports celebrity lifestyle magazine that after about 3 or 4 years, it was hard to maintain it as a magazine. So we morphed into a book publishing company. So we had the distribution network into the store. So we just turned it into this instant book thing. So it was about 2008. The first book I did was on the Cardinals making the Super Bowl, not even winning it, but making it, because I was living in Phoenix and that was a big deal. We thought we could sell that one. And then it's just evolved from there. And it's a crazy business. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be doing this and running my own company and handling all of it. But it is fun because you really build a connection with all these individual markets. I would get sick of writing about the same team every time, but it's always fun. It's always exciting. It's always things that fans want. So it really is, if you're into sports media, it's great because it's always changing, but it's always positive. You know, I'm only celebrating championships. That's really all I do with these books.
Yeah, I feel like, nice. Yeah, maybe I'll start the Bizarro one and do the ones about all the last place teams and see how that goes. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Hey, we have a running joke about that because we used to do two books, one on each team that was in the finals, because you had to have the book done the night that they clinched so you could print it. So we've got like 40 PDFs of losing teams books that, you know, I wish we could do something with them, sell them for a dollar or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, if they were T-shirts, you just send them over to third world countries and they wear them. But I don't know the PDFs of books are going to work over there. But
close, but no cigar.
Yeah. Tom Zenner, who author of, among many books, as Rich just alluded to, is the Astros championship book, which we've been giving away here on the station. Going to give one away at the end of this segment here. But Tom, Rich mentioned it, over 40 books that you've published that are in this genre. How does the Astros story stack up against some of these other ones that you've done, and what was special about it?
Yeah, and you know, there's been a lot of great ones lately. You know, you had the Cubs winning recently. I did the book on the Cleveland Cavaliers, which was a lot of fun. But this Astros book, and I am not just saying this, but it is definitely number one to me for a number of reasons. Number one, that's when I really launched this company for myself, kind of revamp things where I'm completely doing it and running the whole thing, as opposed to just writing and promoting all the other books. Number two, we took this book through the parade, and usually we don't do that. And I think the championship parade is as big a part of the celebration and the season as a playoff win or winning the championship, because that's, especially if the team has never won before, there's nothing like that euphoria and excitement. So I was so happy that we got a special section at the end of the book on the parade itself, because that's what everybody can relate to. There's a million people in downtown Houston. Everybody should grab this book too. The other thing was just the nature of the team. You could not make up what happened last year. Likeable characters, you know, with Harvey, the whole thing, just how they rallied, how they'd never won it before, how it was fresh and new and exciting for the season, and dominant. They dominated. They were a great team. They took out epic playoff or epic franchises along the way. I mean, think about it. Boston, New York, LA. You can't do any better than that for your first championship. So this is amazing. The quality is the finest quality of all 40-plus books we've done, including the book I did on the royal wedding a few years ago. So this, I'm really excited. And, guys, I really appreciate the support from the radio station, from everybody on the air there, because you've seen the book. You know this is something that fans dig. I mean, there's a free poster in there, and it really brings the whole season to life. And that's what I wanted to do for Astros fans. First championship ever, give them something that they can hang on to forever.
You mentioned the key there at the end, first ever, 56 years, first time they've ever done this. It makes it so much, makes it so special. Let me ask you about the process, Tom. We're talking about a 7-month season condensed into less than 200 pages. And when do you start writing the narrative? How long does it take for you to do it?
And guys, you can appreciate this. I mean, what you guys do is a day-to-day evolving thing where you have to be so up on everything that's going on to do major market, sports talk, radio. Same thing, my mentality is like you. I come from a TV background with instant deadlines, so I'm not that guy that's writing the biography and taking 5 months to write a book. What I have to do is get into the mind of sports fans and know what they want. And that means hardcore fans, but the people that just got swept along with the excitement of that championship season. So I break it down. I've got a formula. I break it down month by month. I start the book with what maybe the expectations were for that team. And then we start telling the story of how this thing evolved, because every season has its own personality. The Astros started off well, and they played great all year. They had an MVP on their team. They bring in an iconic Hall of Famer in Verlander. So they had all these intangibles. So I lay out the book month by month and just kind of build that story. We talk about the All-Stars, six All-Stars representing the American League last summer. Then, of course, we had to mention Harvey. And, you know, because I don't live in Houston. I live in Los Angeles. But I really am, you know, dialed in with everything that's going on in sports. And I've been to Houston many, many times, and I have friends there. I really wanted to be careful how I handled that. I did not want to do anything that, you know, tried to make it seem like I was there, I lived for it, but you can't ignore it. And I treated it more as a storyline of how I felt the city rallied for the team and the team rallied for the city. And that's how I tried to portray everything that went on. And then after that, they were just on a mission to finish things. And then, you know, you got the photos that just make this thing explode to life. You know, I feel Minute Maid Park is just so photogenic. So, you know, it was easy and fun picking the photos that tell the story of this euphoric season. And then I break it down every single game. I think every game in the playoffs, every single round deserves its own special section. So we break down every game, and then we go hardcore on the World Series. I did a special section on kind of the key players like Keuchel, Verlander, Altuve, because fans, you know, definitely have a soft spot in their hearts for them. So we had to give them their own special section. Then we end it with the parade. So I can write a book, guys, in about, generally it'll take me 10 days to put it all together. And I'll tell you this, when Kobe Bryant retired and when Tim Duncan retired 2 years ago, we made a quick decision that we wanted to capitalize on that. We felt there was a market for it. I wrote the Duncan book in 2 days, 144 pages. So you got it. It's a mindset. You just got to lock down and put yourself in the mind frame of a fan reading this and give them what they want.
Hey, Tom.
You have to have a basic knowledge of that team and just how sports works in general. So I do have that.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom Zenner, the author of the Astros championship book, is joining us here on Sports Radio 610. So, Tom, along those lines, like, you're, I would imagine, looking at teams across sports through the prism of what kind of book could they make. I would imagine you're always looking at successful teams as to what that book might look like at the end of the season for that team. We have another team here in Houston that is among the favorites to win a championship with the Rockets. The Texans are, you know, getting Deshaun Watson back this year, and I think that there's a inkling that this could be a special season here. Just your view, as you look at Houston as a sports city, especially having just done a book on the Astros, Astros. What's your sort of assessment as an author of a book like this, as the type of story, not just the individual teams, but the overall outlay of the city could make?
Yeah, okay. I've spent a lot of time in Houston. I've probably been there 8 times since the Astros clinched. And I used to be there a lot when the Suns were playing the Rockets in the playoffs back in the day. So I feel like I've gotten to know the city very, very well. And I have, just through my interactions with fans and businesses and whatnot in Houston. I think Houston is an amazing sports town. A, you're big, okay? You're huge. You get major events. You have all the major sports teams. But what I like about it is almost like L.A. The teams are extremely important, but people don't, you know, base their whole life around it. I spent 3 years in Boston, you know, and I was doing pregame shows with the Red Sox. So I understand what a town that grips over every game is like. It's depressing and it wears you out. I like the fact that Houston is a sophisticated city, that, you know, you've got a knowledgeable fan base and you've got teams that have been there for a long time, for the most part, outside the Texans. I think Houston is an amazing sports town. I'll tell you this, too. It's my belief that winning in a major city like that is contagious. I think the Rockets saw what the Astros did to the city. I think the same thing's going to happen with the Texans. I don't necessarily mean the Texans are going to win the Super Bowl this year, but I guarantee you these guys want to have a taste of what those Astros players felt with the parade and just the excitement around town. So I love the Rockets story. I think it's the best story in the NBA, bar none, especially when it has the the MVP that they're going to have in James Harden. And I think Mike D'Antoni's a great story, too, just from all his experiences in the NBA, from people thinking he couldn't win a championship, and from this team just, you know, having such a great regular season. It would be a phenomenal coronation, but it's not going to be easy. So I think this whole playoff run is just going to lead to a great, great story. And as you guys know, each round it gets crazier in an NBA city, and it's going to be going crazy when you get to the NBA Finals in Houston. And now that I have such an awareness of the city, I would love to do another book, you know, and keep it right there in Houston.
We'd like you to do another one, too. Absolutely.
I was just going to say the same thing during the Super Bowl. I was rooting for Philly for something different. I don't want to do a book on the Warriors. I mean, I've done that, you know, twice.
Hey, Tom, we're down to about a minute. Just before we cut you loose, if somebody isn't lucky enough to win one of these books on our station, how can they get a hold of one?
Go to the website. It's winnersbooks.com. Okay, just like it sounds, winnersbooks.com. Get the Astros book, 192 pages. It's hardcover. It's like a coffee table book. It brings the whole season to life. And here's the thing, guys. Because of the great relationship we have with you, we're doing 30% off with the promo code RADIO. So you can't beat that. 30% off this book. You're going to keep it forever. You're going to love it. And it's just anytime you want to remember some of the great magical moments and relive those chills that you had last summer, just dive into the book. But we appreciate it, and I hope the Astros do it again this year.
Us too. Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it. Tom Zenner, author of the Astros championship book, winnersbooks.com, joining us on the Buyers Barricades hotline. Good stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.